Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. Kevin Kelly, West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, along with Lucy in the studio here at the Mighty 1090, having a good time talking fishing.
Yeah, we're having a great time talking Parker Boats, talking fishing, talking great times, and we have just such a great boat information source. In the man, Kevin Kelly here, talking all kinds of great stuff today. We want to hear from you. If you got questions about your boat, you want questions about your new boat, what you should be doing, and how you're going to rig up that new Parker of yours, give us a call this morning. There's two ways that you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. And first is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or try us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be taking all your phone calls today, we are also giving away such a great prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get to go fishing on a three-quarter day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Plus, you're going to get your first shot at winning two tickets to the Fred Hall Long Beach Show. Again, it's March 7th through the 11th in the Long Beach Convention Center, and it is almost showtime.
Yeah, it is almost showtime for sure, and that's going to be a fun event. Of course, we'll be doing our live broadcast at the Hyatt Regency Hotel Saturday and Sunday, the 10th and 11th. It's going to be a good time. We have our Let's Talk Hookup booth with all the guys, and lots of good stuff in there. It's going to happen, and it's 2.5 weeks away.
So close. You ready?
I got to get ready for another show.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, I got one this weekend.
That's right.
I'm at the PCS show, and I only got a week and a half.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Well, you could just leave them in the parking lot over there and then just haul them over.
Then just take them from Orange County Fairgrounds this weekend and go straight to Long Beach.
Straight to the big show.
Perfect. There you go.
All right. Well, with that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It's time for the Catch Report today. Our FishDope.com report is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you're hooked. They're going to fillet your fish. They'll vacuum pack your fish all to your specs, as well as offer the very best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous Fisherman's Processing Tuna Burger. Don't forget Fish Pros The Market. That's where you can purchase their great smoked products as well as their tuna burgers right at their shop or at the local farmers markets. Check fishermansprocessing.com for all the details.
All right, let's get it started with our private boater buddy, our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, morning, Pete, Rick, Kevin. Well, guys, got mid-February, sunshine and birds chirping. Conditions are looking really good for this time of year, guys. So just up north of here, squid situation's looking pretty good up there in that county line deep hole sector. Definitely got a lot of bait and about time to have some fish. So keep an eye on that. A lot of times that big yellow and big sea bass kind of hangs out there and starts biting pretty good. So we'll see what goes with that there. Santa Monica Bay proper, not much signal on the yellows and sea bass recently. Very different than the last couple years. But, you know, fish move around a lot, but it's another sector to keep an eye on. And the other thing to keep an eye on over in Santa Monica Bay is that odd triggerfish bite. For whatever reason, them triggerfish are liking it up there. They're kind of settling in. So you want to go catch an exotic, that's the spot.
That is so crazy.
Catalina, plenty of squish there on the front side middle. Backside west, backside east has probably been the best and most consistent area. Silver Canyon has had a bait sitting on it for quite a long time, plenty long enough to gather up some fish. And interestingly enough, all winter long, there's been quite a bit of that big barracuda hanging around that backside east and east end proper. And that big barracuda put on a nice show here the last couple of days. And, guys, let me tell you, from years and years of doing this, that sea bass and that barracuda like that same water condition. So it's mostly a night bite, mostly in the deep water right there on the bait grounds. You got to pick through them cooters, but virtually guarantee there's a few sea bass hanging out in there with them on the deep water, shallow. water is right after daylight. Start prowling those kelp lines and beaches. There's been a little pick on school-sized yellows, sea bass, and some nice-sized halibut all up and down the backside there, Catalina. Catalina's looking good, guys. Best it has in years. Offshore, that piece of warmer water is still hanging tough down below lower 500, down toward Colonnet there. Still holding some 20 to 40-pound bluefin. It's mostly a 20 to 25-pound test, four-carbon, 1-0 hook, hot bite, kind of bite down there, typical bluefin being bluefin. And interestingly enough, and this strictly goes toward the rumor mill, unconfirmed at this time, but just looking at the water maps and listening to a few things that's been going through the store here recently, the upper edge of that warmer water is up to that 238, 295 zone, the inner banks, and 65 miles from the point, which makes it within one-day range, and that checks with a recent rumor of bluefin caught in one-day range. So it might have been there. It might have just been strictly a rumor, although I'm thinking there's probably some truth to it. So take advantage of our nice weather now, guys. It's forecast to turn a little choppy next week, but nice weather right now and a good time to go down and check out that bluefin zone. So that's our report this week, and no telling what will shake out here next week.
No kidding. Fishdope.com, great source of information. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. Got to have fishdope.com, and we got to have Mark Wish, too. Where do we find you?
Oh, well, we're in Huntington Beach at the world-famous Pacific Edge corporate headquarters on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. Time to go fishing.
Thanks, Mark.
Talk to you next week. Indeed.
See
appreciate
you
that, Mark.
All right. Let's head on now over to C4 Sport Fishing in San Diego, where we're giving away a three-quarter day trip today on the San Diego. We're going to talk to Marcos. What's up, Marcos? What's going on at C4th?
Good morning, guys. I think you mean a full day trip.
You're right.
Full
yes.
Day
excuse
trip.
Me.
That's
a full day trip.
Yeah. I'll call it a full day trip.
Yes. I know some people are still adjusting to that. You know, a little longer trip. He's kind of decided to rename it there. Same trip, going down the islands there. He's actually out there today. First trip, he's running a little bit there. So going to take a look around, hopefully get into some bottom fish, maybe some yellowtail or bass. And he's scheduled just about every day here. So once people start getting interested in running, he's got plenty of reservations to get out tomorrow. So if you're enjoying the holiday weekend, you want to do some full-day fishing, definitely come down to San Diego tomorrow. The half-day trips, when they're getting out there, they're catching some bass, nice mix of calico bass, sand bass, some sculpin. Yesterday they had a halibut in there. So decent mix of fishing there. And I know a lot of people are waiting for that rockfish opener, but there is some nice weather and some nice fishing going on in the meantime. So definitely check the website, c4thlanding.com. Those half-days are up there. Like you said, even if you go out on the boat and only catch a couple bass, this is some great weather. Enjoy yourself out there. You can do those full-day trips on to San Diego. c4thlanding.com, full schedule up there. You can make your reservations. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit some person. Get a jump on getting your gear ready for the upcoming season here and say hi, have a Rick breakfast burrito, and and enjoy the weather.
Yeah, indeed.
Less than 2 weeks, buddy.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Today, tomorrow, beautiful weather. Monday, not so much.
Exactly.
Yeah, so get it in today, tomorrow.
Absolutely. You know, like I said, if you've got some free time, definitely some nice weather. You've got both options there. Like I said, in a week and a half, and they can get the Rock Hot Breakfast Burrito. But in the meantime, it's just the Rick Breakfast Burrito.
I love it, Marcos.
They're still pretty good, what I hear.
Well, great report, as always. We appreciate that. Good weather going on right now, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
All right, appreciate that. Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial with our Northern Baja Report. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete, and Kevin.
Hey, Rick. Rick.
Another Parker
Kevin,
owner.
As you know, I'm back in my third Parker over here after a 25-year span, and I'm always thinking about a bigger boat, but I just can't come to grips with something that makes more sense than just having the saltwater pickup truck sitting in the water waiting for me to use and rinse off whenever I want.
That's a good description. I like it.
I'm one of the Parker brothers.
User-friendly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So our report again starts down in Mag Bay with Bob Hoyt of Mag Bay Outfitters. He had a group go out on a half-day trip, and he's not sure because they had a little break whether those yellowfin tuna have just stayed there all year or they're back around. But on a half-day trip, they limited on both yellowfin tuna and yellowtail. So good numbers of fish near shore there, and I think some pretty good stuff is still going on inside the bay. Across the way over at Mulahay, we had that slow yellowtail tournament for the local anglers there the last couple weeks ago. And Nathan over at Playa Ben Playa Buenaventura, managed to find the yellowtail again in the deep water, about 280 feet. So hopefully those are going to start moving back up again. The water there seems to be in about the high 60s, pushing 70. Over at Guerrero Negro and Mag Bay, they've had big whale numbers for quite a while now. Really great, awesome encounters with the whale watching people there. So I think after Super Bowl, that's something I might head over and check out next year. Seems like they're getting bigger and bigger in numbers, and these outfitters are becoming more and more familiarized with the whales, and just a really great experience. So there's a few different outfitters there that I think I'm going to check into. So if you're interested in that, let me know. I'm thinking about getting a group together for one of those. Over at Cedros, week of mostly wind and rain, not much going on. Jeff's going to be back down there in a couple weeks, so we'll get some word from him on what's heating up. Usually start to have a chance to target some halibut there through the winter, so we'll see how that goes. San Quintín, Juan at San Quintín Bay Sport Fishing was out a couple days this week in beautiful 62-degree water. Clean, tons of red crab around, all the bottom fish and good stuff on the bottom going on that you could look for. Bay fishing steady, still a little slow on yellowtail. They managed a couple smaller ones, and we're looking for that to take off and pop any day now. I know, I think Cass is going to be down there next Saturday and Sunday, and then I've got a couple guys coming with me early the week after that. And up at Ensenada, good fishing continues on reds and all the rockfish. There were a couple yellowtail taken up there with the bonito and a couple calico as well. So that's the report going on this week down in Baja. Looks like you said, we're going to get a little more rain and wind, so we'll see what happens throughout the end of the winter here.
Indeed. Well, Sport Fishing Financial is the place you want to be. If you want to go fishing, hang out with a great guy, Rick Jensen, and also work on your future, for sure.
And, yeah, I know since we spoke last, we had a little shakeup in the market, so you know, surprisingly enough, out of the over 100 clients we have, we don't have anybody call because they know what's happening and what's expected, and we've kind of spelled that out for them. But it makes it shakes things up a little bit and gets the phone ringing with some new potential guys. So, you know, you want to look at a plan that makes sense long term, and we'd love to sit down and talk to you about stuff here. It's still kind of the beginning of the year. There's still time to start qualified plans for last year. You had a great 2017. You can start a qualified plan before April 15th. Lots of good options.
What a great feeling it is to go through something like that, a financial shakeup, and know that you've got a guy on your behalf that, you know, if you're working your butt off earning that retirement and earning that money and you're, you know, your head's not in that financial game, how nice is it to know that you've got a guy that's an expert that's got your back and looking out for you, you know, knowing you don't need to worry about it, you got somebody doing it for you.
Yeah, you know, Rick, thanks. After doing this for close to 30 years now, it's like anything, like fishing again, where you know, you go out one day, and if you're the captain that's the hot, you know, booger on the San Diego, there's probably a day in history where you didn't catch a yellowtail, but I think they count on him being able to do it another day or the next day, right?
Exactly. Well said, buddy.
All right. Well, good job, Rick. If somebody wants to get a hold of you at Sport Fishing Financial, how do we do that?
You can find us on the web, sportfishingfinancial.com, or give us a call at 949-481-1807.
All right. Very good, Rick. Thanks a lot for that, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Appreciate it.
Great job, Rick. All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. It's time to get back in them and talk to Hills. He's calling us from Ventura this morning. Hi, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Kevin, Rick, and Pete.
Hi, Hills.
Hills.
You know, the zinc conversation got me thinking about a conversation that I had regarding getting bit or not here in Ventura on my buddy's boat, and then the guy, the tackle shop owner, commercial fisherman at the time, said, you know, I think there's something with his boat, man. I think he's got like a bad ground or something and putting like an electrical field in the water and he just doesn't get bit. Is that like a possible true thing? And what would you, can you test it? Like, can you put like a voltage meter somehow and see if your boat's like clean, you know,
I know that the guys that do marine electronics and that kind of stuff can let you know how hot your boat is, what they call it, and
they
see
have
some if
kind of a device. That
well, they use. I think they test continuity or something in the water between your grounded through hulls and that type of thing. I'm not an expert on that by any means, but. Yeah, there's people that do that, and it could be you know, your boat is somehow creating a current that's escaping into the water. I don't know how that might affect fishing. I guess it
there's words
that anything
it does.
Could.
Yeah, some boats do.
I remember when we had Jack Webster on in the past, Commercial Album Corp. I totally remember them saying that's a thing that, you know, something's up. You know, we were getting jig bit, and now we're not necessarily his boat, but I remember him telling stories, and that's like a really big deal. And you say, like, right now they fly in the expert to figure out what that is. I don't think that relates to boats like ours, but, you know.
Yeah, I would think.
Steel boat. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But a great question, nonetheless.
Yeah,
for sure. You better check and see if there's any bananas on the boat here.
Yeah.
That'd be
Carlos's call.
Yeah, or if it was a Parker, of course it would have that fish magnet already built into the hull.
Yeah, that's it, exactly.
Yeah.
I want on my Parker, I think Neil and I, we're going to start the pro-banana movement. You know, we're going to break boundaries. We're the pro-banana movement.
Pro-banana, yes. All right, very good. Hey, Hills, thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up. 858-457-1090 open right now. You want to get through, have a chance to talk to Kevin, have a chance to win a full day trip on the San Diego as well as two tickets to the Fred Hall Long Beach show. There's your shot right there.
Ed in Rancho Cucamonga, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Ed.
Good morning, Ed.
Hi there. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Good, good. I've never sailed or went fishing. I wanted to see if you could recommend a boat I could use some of my retirement money to buy a fishing boat. Thank you.
Okay. I don't know what size you want or what your budget is, but, you know, we're talking Parker's here, and the Parker's the go-to fishing boat in Southern California, it seems.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about actual purchasing of a Parker boat from you. Are there financing options? Can you finance a boat?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's all kinds of sources for financing now available again.
Again.
Yeah. You know, those things dried up for a few years.
And you can finance it like over 20 years, right?
Most of the size of that we're talking about in my stable are 15-year.
Still.
Yeah, still.
Yeah, nice long.
Yeah.
So they're going to want 20% down off of the total purchase price. You know, out the door, tax license, you know, all of the
goodies,
everything, all the electronics and all that kind of stuff.
When you finance a boat, you can package everything in there.
Yes.
In everything you need, and not just the boat, the whole package.
Correct. Uh huh.
And finance it. Uh-huh. And you guys work all that out for people?
We work that out with our local sources for financing, along with the, you know, the consumer. And, you know, do all the transfers, titles and all that kind of stuff that need to be done, making the bank the legal owner and, you know, working with the bank, whoever they have, you know, got their financing through.
Yeah.
It's a pretty simple process. You know, it's just a good credit, you know, some cash down, 20% normally, and the ability to pay back the loan. That's really all they're looking for.
Yeah.
I'd like to speak at what a great first boat I think a Parker is. You know, I mean, Parker's not an inexpensive boat, but it's not, you know, it's not on the extreme other end either. But for ease of operation and the biggest, well, not the biggest, but one of the very big things for us is ease of maintenance. You know, when my boat partner and I were shopping for a boat, I mean, I've told the story a bunch of times. It shouldn't be a major factor as how long the cleanup is on a boat, but that is for us, you know, and that Parker is very heavy duty, it's very easy to operate, and it's very easy to maintain. And if you're not a guy who that's, you know, one of your joys is cleaning the boat for hours afterwards, the Parker is so perfect. It is very, very comfortable, but it's also commercial duty. It's easy to deal with. You know, when we hit the 5-mile-an-hour zone coming into Mission Bay, by the time we get from there to our slip, our boat is completely scrubbed down, you know, ready to go with salt water. We come back, we rinse the salt water off with a little bit of fresh, and boom, we're done. And it's a 20-minute cleanup period from start to finish.
And that's the cool thing about a Parker boat. It's just simple.
Simple.
There's no frills on it. It's a fishing boat.
Yeah, not a bunch of, like, cubby holes and,
exactly,
and
lots of chrome
hinges and chrome,
exactly,
and places for dirt to get underneath. It's hidden. Yeah, it's a pickup truck.
And
that was a great
description by Rick Jensen, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into them. This time we're going to talk to Mike, who's calling us from Rosemead. Hey, Mike, interesting question here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. My question is, Well, a couple years ago, I remember Harold Davis did a very detailed explanation on the maximum size boat and trailer that can be towed on the highways as far as restrictions and stuff like that. Can you kind of refresh our memories and or can you kind of explain the maximum size boat that would be available to be towing?
First of all, Harold is one of the great sources of information and one of the good guys in this whole world. And too bad we don't have him here to answer that directly because he is really knowledgeable.
That guy knows more than anybody else.
Yeah. But typical is 8.5 feet is legal limit to tow wide. And all of our boats except for the 25s and up are that 8.5. And that's what a standard trailer is from the outside of the wheel fenders is 8.5 feet. And then our 25s end up being 9.5 feet, the boat itself. The trailer's still 8.5, but the boat hangs over the outside of those wheel wells, 6 inches on either side, 9.5 feet. At that point, you need to have a the wide load permit from Caltrans. And that's a go online, caltrans.gov, and give them all your information. And they're going to want, you know, who you are, the type of truck, your insurance, that type of thing. And it's no test. They just want their money.
They just want money.
They just want their money.
How many people that actually have 25s actually have the wide load permit?
Yeah, probably not a lot.
Not very many.
I know that I shouldn't be answering this question.
Yeah.
So, but and what kind of vehicle do you need to tow a 25? Is it a triple axle trailer or dual?
No, we can, the 25s. I build them on 12,000-pound rated trailers. The boat is really about an 8,000-pound boat, so there's plenty of reserve there as far as trailer capacity. But you really need a 3/4-ton truck or above, preferably diesel, but doesn't have to be. Some of these half-ton trucks that they're putting out now are rated for 12,000 pounds, but those are with the bigger engines and bigger beefed-up suspension and the trailer towing package and engine cooler and trans cooler and that kind of stuff. But as long as they're rated for 12,000 pounds, you should be able to tow that 25-foot boat. And back to the Caltrans thing, it's just some paperwork that you keep in the truck with you. And then you have the wide load sign that you put along the back of the boat with a couple of red flags. And you need a wide load sign on the front of your truck. There's no pilot car or anything like that. That you get up into when you get up over that 9.5, and then you got to have other permits to tow, which would include a pilot car front and aft, and much bigger trailers and trucks and stuff, but none of the Parkers fall into that category.
If you want to be to the letter of the law, it's a couple of signs, it's a little bit of paperwork online, and away you go.
Yeah.
But nobody does.
Or if you want to be like Pete says, you want to be like me.
I'm not recommending you violate the law.
Exactly.
That's pretty much standard.
Yeah, well said.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go live down to Dana Landing in Mission Bay right now. Big event tomorrow. Steve Pinard's on the line. What's up, Steven?
Good morning, guys. How is everyone?
Hey, Steve.
Doing
good.
Great. We're excited about our live broadcast tomorrow morning and the big Bay Bass event tomorrow.
Yep. You know, I know you guys have talked a lot about it, but just one last, our annual Bay Bass seminar event over at Dana Landing, obviously having a little bit later this year because of the no tournament in San Diego Bay. But anyways, it's our sixth annual, and obviously going to kick off with you at 7 a.m. with our live broadcast with Benny Florentino and guests on board. And then, it's for me, it's a lot of it has to do with the CCA. And anyone who signs up or renews their membership gets a $40 gift card at Dana Landing. I think it costs you $30 to sign up, so can't really go wrong there.
So you make
I'm giving anyone a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses who gets a lifetime membership to CCA. And then, Traeger Grills is coming down. They're making us free lunch for everyone. Ballast Point Brewing is going to be giving out free beer. Again, I'm going to have a tip jar there at the Traeger Grills asking you to just throw something in. All that money's going to go to CCA. But, you know, that's before we even have the seminar with, you know, Matt Moyer, Benny Florentino, Corey Sandin, and Afrin from Warbaits. That'll be right next door at Fastlane. So, I mean, it's just going to be a great chill event.
That's right after the show, right after the broadcast, 9:30 for the panel discussion with those four expert bass guys. You want to learn about bay bass, calico bass, bass fishing in general in salt water. Those guys have the knowledge, and that's going to be a fun event.
I want to say, too, Steve, I realize that, you know, for you this is about CCA and it's about fun and info, but I don't even think you're giving yourself credit for the type of sale that I have seen you guys put on year after year after year. There are some awesome opportunities to buy really good gear at great prices. I mean, you know, it's a bay bass sale, but that doesn't, you know, it's a bay bass event, but that doesn't limit what goes on at Dana Landing. Because I've seen, the thing that always blows me away is this is when they go crazy discounted on things that you just don't need to do. Warbaits sell themselves. Corey swim baits sell themselves, but you put it on sale anyways because you guys throw a killer event.
Yep. No, I appreciate that, Rick, and you're right. I mean, it's stuff we don't. I mean, all summer long, I could have been trying to, you know, sell war baits at a discount or whatever. This time of year, this is when, you know, same with you. They just fly off the shelf.
Yes.
But you got to do that to get this event going. And so, you know, it's partnership with those great local manufacturers, you know. I mean, having Corey and Afrin there, you know, supporting it both with product and with their intelligence is great. So.
I can't wait.
Do you have a count on how many booths are going to be there to displaying product and giving information?
You know, I don't, but I'm like in. I think we're above 30.
Which,
oh,
dude.
You know,
are you kidding me?
I will tell you, we're trying to chalk it out right now. So
wow, that's cool, Steve.
It's going to be a chunk. Just a ton of phone calls too. So.
Largest ever event at Dana Landing, I'm guessing.
I would think definitely. You know, I don't know if it's because it's a little bit later. You know, usually it's January or I don't know what it is, but we've had just a ton of interest. It is our 6th year, so we're starting to build some momentum. So,
yeah, indeed.
Anyways,
well, I'll tell you what. That's going to be an awesome thing. $35 to join CCA. You get a $40 gift card. Join or renew for $35. A $40 gift card to Dana Landing. You're making money on that deal.
How do you not?
And you're supporting CCA California, which is a critical thing that everybody who fishes should be a member of CCA indeed.
Yep.
And if you join for life, you have a life membership, which is $1,000, like Steven and I are both life members. You get a free pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Is that right?
Yep. And that's me. I'm buying those.
I know, that's
about Maui Jim. But, I mean, that's how important CCA is to everyone. I mean, everyone has to understand that if we want to fish in the future, we need an amazing organization of CCA and the hard work that Wayne and Bill and all those guys have done. So, you know, there'll also be a tip jar there at the lunch. Lunch is free, beer is free. You guys don't need to pay for it, but there's going to be a bucket there. And if you can throw in a dollar, it's a dollar closer to us remaining space for us to go fishing, I guess,
to keep
our fishing right. So
yeah, good for you, Steve.
Man,
so it's
awesome.
Great event. It's all free. Starts with a live broadcast. So Let's Talk Hookup, 7 to 9 a.m. Benny Florentino, Gene Esbrick from ECDBT, and many, many more will be there joining us for our live broadcast. And, of course, the sale starts as soon as the door is open at Dana Landing, right?
You got it.
Yeah, and then, of course, 9:30 a.m., I'll be hosting a big panel of great fishing guys over at Fastlane in there, and of course the lanes are always great hosts of that event. And then going on all day through the early afternoon there, free lunch from Traeger Grills, Rory, and beer tasting and a whole lot more. It's going to be a great event. It's at Dana Landing. Beautiful day to come on down to San Diego and see them at Mission Bay, Dana Landing. Thanks, Steven. Looking forward to tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I can't wait, Steve.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. We'll see you then.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Bye now.
Thanks a lot for that.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls. More opportunities to get through. 877-792-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's time for the spectacular 72nd Annual Fred Hall Show, March 7th to the 11th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The world's largest fishing show, California's largest trailer boat show, and a world-class international fishing and hunting travel show. Nearly 1,000 booths, acres of boats, over 400 seminars, the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Daiwa Bass Tank, the Accurate Fishing Saltwater Tank, the Hobie Kayak Fishing Theater, Ram Trucks Ultimate Air Dogs, Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, Cousins Tackle Seminar Stage, huge marine electronics display, demo boats on the water, free dive, fly fishing, air gun ranges, casting, Hobie test drives, the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, Jack Dagger, the King of Fling, and so much more. Kids free, kids fish free. Join CCA Cal and get in free. Celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and outdoor recreation in the nation's number one show. The Fred Hall Show, March 7th to the 11th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Presented by Progressive. Details at fredhall.com.
Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Fly to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted panga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at cedroskayakfishing.com for more information and to book your trip. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com. It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Phones are absolutely packed solid. There's one line open that'll probably be full before I finish saying this. But if you want it, it's 877-792-1090. Your chance to talk to the absolute Parker guru and Kevin Kelly.
Indeed. So let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Gus, who's calling us from Burbank this morning. Hi, Gus. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, Gus?
Yo, you guys.
What's
Yo.
Up,
you Gus.
Great show today. I love Parker boats.
Thank you.
If I was buying a boat, man, Parker is the way to go.
Agreed, buddy.
Yep.
I'm getting used to being boatless.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, that's a problem.
Gus donated his boat to Rollo Kids at Sea.
Oh.
He donated his skipjack, which was very, very generous of you.
Well,
take a lot of kids fishing.
Yeah, I miss having a boat, but I don't miss all the responsibility. That boat was demanding.
Yes.
Not nearly as much as a Parker boat. But, you know, earlier you were talking about tackle at El Salto. And I found that really valuable information. But, you know, I'm going on a Let's Talk hookup charter to Kingfisher Lodge, and I'd like you to spill the beans on what you're bringing.
Up to Kingfisher, you mean?
Yeah, to Kingfisher Lodge up in Sitka.
You mean as far as tackle?
Yeah, you know, I know you just don't go up there without anything.
Well, you don't really need to take anything. They have everything on the boat, but, I mean,
yeah.
Ricky, you go up there and bring a little something.
You know, I'll tell you, Gus, I am I am a tackle snob. I am, I just like fishing with my own stuff.
Yeah,
I like
too.
Having my own gear.
Me
this,
too.
This is... And take it from a guy who lives and breathes fishing tackle, this is probably the only trip of the year I go on where I bring no terminal fishing tackle. I don't bring any rods. I don't bring any reels. I maybe bring a couple of MC slugs or swim baits or something fun to play around with.
Some Kaitlin grubs or something.
But that being said, it is probably one of the very, very few places we go to where I can look a guy in the eye and honestly say, you don't need to bring any fishing tackle. I like to have my own boots. They do provide boots for you. They do provide boots for you if you want them. I like to bring my own rain gear. I always used to wear their rain gear, but ever since we got that AFCO Anhydrous, I don't anymore. I like to bring my own rain gear. But as far as terminal fishing tackle, rods and reels, I'm telling you, man, you really don't need it. I fish with a guy who loves to fish. I fish on a boat called the Mackay, who loves to fish with the jig, and that's my favorite way also. So he's got two setups that are kind of ideal for fishing a jig. If you were fishing on a boat that didn't have it and you wanted to bring something and you liked the idea of catching that big grub, that might be the only thing that I would bring. Pete really loves mooching for salmon, and I know you have, like, favorite salmon mooch rod. So if you have something in particular, there's no problem with you bringing it. But I don't think you need to bring any gear.
Yeah, you don't need to bring much, for sure. And I like bringing, like a jig, like a Trinidad 30.
Yes,
you know,
that's a good call.
Loaded with Spectra, because it's high speed. Or even a Talica 16.
Last year I used the Tranks, and it worked great.
Tranks, yeah.
High Tranks speed, it was fast, it was level wind.
Plenty of power, plenty of line capacity. Yeah, so, I mean, if you want to bring a reel.
That's a good call. It's way easier than bringing a rod tube. You throw it in your bag.
And so that otherwise you don't really need to bring anything, Gus.
Well, okay.
I would be the first guy to tell you, yeah, they got gear, but you know what? You're better off bringing some stuff. I'm telling you, Gus, as a buddy, I don't think you need to bring any rods and reels. It's really good gear up at Kingfisher.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Gus is going to Alaska with us twice, both Kingfisher as well as Whaler's Cove. So be a big Alaska year this year.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phone. Sam in Bakersfield, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Sam.
Good morning, Sam.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Great.
I was calling today because you got Kevin in there, and I was curious. I would probably soon in the future think about getting my own boat. And Parker's nice, reliable boat. I have a lot of friends who have them, a lot of people that fish them, that fished on them quite a bit. I was curious about what is the shortest length pilot house that Parker makes, and what power does that put out, or what power rating for the outboard can you have on that? And I would want it because I live in Bakersfield, and I want to be able to take it to Ventura and go throw surface irons for yellows and Anacapa, and then the next week go down to San Diego and catch some bluefin or something. That'd be a perfect trailer boat for me. I was wondering what would be the specs on that. What's the size, smallest size pilot house you guys have?
The smallest pilot house boat is the 2120. So it's a 21-foot, 8.5-foot wide boat. Same cabin is the 2320. We typically will equip that with a 200-horsepower engine, and that one is actually hung straight on the transom. There's no transom bracket, no swim step bracket per se for that 2120. So its overall length, trailering-wise or putting in a slip-wise, is quite a bit shorter. So that's, that's the smallest one. Don't sell a whole lot of them on the West Coast here. They did change the transom configuration on them, where now it flips up into a well to keep the water from encroaching onto the deck.
That's nice.
However, that kind of encroaches on the space of the fishing platform.
Yeah.
So, that can be modified. I think I could get a sawzall and cut that part of it out. But anyway, most people, prefer not to have that, that are fishing because they want the room on the deck.
Sure.
So the 23 is really the most popular size for trailering and doing all of those stuff that you touted that you wanted to do over at Anacapa and bring it down south.
Yeah, so that's a good size.
Yeah. 23 is a good size. 21 is the smallest one, but
21's great too. I had them both. I had a 21 center console. Yeah, I had a 23 walk around when they used to make those.
Yeah,
both great boats, very seaworthy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, caught a lot of fish on those.
Yeah,
boats. Yeah, no doubt. Hey, and the nice thing about the 2320 is that if you're taking it over to Anacapa, you can spend the night over Santa Cruz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and you can do that on the 2120.
Yeah.
What the good thing about that 2120, too, is that it is a full 8.5-foot beam boat.
It's
on
a giant
it's a boat. It's a big 21-foot boat.
It is.
Just overall. It's a sturdy, go offshore boat.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Bob, who's calling us from Lakeside this morning. Hey, Bob, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Got a question for you, Kevin. It seems kind of silly, but I was looking over the Parker website, and as far as, the head for, say, ladies, guys, it's pretty easy, but for women who are a little more modest, it looked like the 23 came with a porta-potty setup. Does the 21 do that, or do you just have to provide your own and somehow provide, like a privacy curtain in the cabin or something for that?
The 21 is same exact layout as the 2320. They have that curtain on it also. If you're talking about center console, the 21 has a big enough center console where there is a porta potty under it also. So they have them. The porta potty's available on both, and it's standard equipment.
Standard equipment. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Jerry. He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Jerry. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hi, Jerry.
How you doing? Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
I'm clear, buddy.
Okay, great. Two questions regarding the different Parker boats. Looking at something around the 23-foot size, and was wondering what type of mileage would you get from, say, like your boat, Rick, or for Ken, what do you expect there? And then do they also, by any chance, rig them with stern drives?
No stern drives. They've gotten
all
away.
Outboards.
All Yamaha outboard. And, just a better solution and easier maintenance. As far as
the first question?
Mileage.
Oh, mileage. Yeah, mileage is about 2.5 to 3 on the 2320s.
That's really good.
That's crazy. Really good, and that's kind of loaded.
That's the 300.
That's with the 300, and you get about a 300-mile range on that. And on the bigger boats, the 25s are getting close to 2 miles to the gallon. And, again, that has about a 300-mile range.
I can attest to that. That's dead on what we get.
We
get plus or minus 2.
And that's a 25.
That's a 25, depending on how loaded we are or not, and choppy and how hard we're pushing it and yummy fly or not, all that kind of stuff. That's dead on. Those are honest numbers.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. This month's CCA calendar drawing winner is number 2861. 2861 going to win a Blue Wave Jewelry Collection. Thanks to Blue Wave Jewelry. You want to get more information? Check out the Facebook page, Coastal Conservation Association of California, all spelled out there. So 2861 is this month's CCA Bill Varney calendar drawing.
All right, hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's winning that full-day trip on the San Diego and 2 tickets to Fred Hall Long Beach. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. If it's accurate reels you're after, look no further. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the largest selection in the show. And have your accurate reel filled with free Spectra when you buy one in our booth. That's accurate and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguished itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
For many of us, when we think of Seaguar fluorocarbon, we think premium quality. Well, it's with good reason. Sure, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971. But what's really remarkable is that they are the only fluorocarbon line manufacturer that makes their own fluoro resins. And the resins they make are formulated specifically for fishing line. Seaguar proprietary fluoro resins are the key ingredient that makes Seaguar fishing lines the best in the business. No one else has them because Seaguar invented them. Check out Seaguar.com for more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner going fishing on a full-day trip on the San Diego to Seaforth, plus two tickets to Fred Hall Long Beach Show March 7th through the 11th, is going to Mike in Rosemead. Mike, congratulations. We will see you at the show.
All right, Kevin Kelly, West Coast Marine, and, of course, main partner Lucy in the show. Thanks for coming in this morning. Sure appreciate it. If somebody wants to park a boat, this is no fooling around now, right?
No fooling around.
Yeah, we're not kidding when we say
get it
now.
If
you want one, get it now. You have boats on order.
I have four or five boats on order that are not spoken for already, and that list is going to be getting shorter and shorter in the next days.
So what do you have on order?
I've got two or three 2320s. I have another 2520. I have a 2100 center console available right now.
That's a cool boat.
And a couple of 1801s. And I'm at the PCS show at the Orange County Fairgrounds this weekend displaying them. So they can look us up there or call me or email me, kevin@westcoastmarine.com. Or my phone number, my cell is 949-735-5759.
And, of course, you'll be at the Fred Hall, Long Beach,
Fred
and
Hall,
Del Mar.
Fred Hall and Del Mar.
Yep.
Yeah, busy times right now.
No doubt about it.
Moving boats back and forth.
Yeah, I'll bet you are. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Kevin. Thanks for doing such
a
great job.
Hey, it's been a pleasure. It's always fun coming here.
Cool, appreciate Kevin. Your support, and thank you for listening. Thanks to Adam on the other side of glass for all he does. He'll have that archive up in a matter of moments here. So you can listen 724 on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the archives page. Tomorrow morning, we'll be live at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Going to be a great time. Benny Florentino, Gene Estabrook, a host of other people. Then, of course, the panel discussion, the event down there. Come on down, Dana Landing in Mission Bay tomorrow morning, or we'll see you right back here tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. on the Mighty 1090.